Your mother's relative in the United States filled out a new affidavit of support. Is that correct?
The sponsor updated his affidavit after I left in order that my parents can reapply for a visa because my father had reduced his high blood pressure to a normal level.
So this time your father and stepmother were able to get out of Germany, but not with you. They didn't know where you were at this point, correct?
Well, they couldn't leave from Germany. There were no boats leaving for the United States. And they had to travel to Holland, which had not yet been invaded, and to board a ship to come to the United States, and which they did. And 2 days out at sea, after they rounded England and went out in the ocean, there was an announcement that Germany had invaded Holland, Belgium, and France. And so, needless to say, they were very upset that I'm now stuck, because they really didn't know where I was, you see, between occupied France, unoccupied France. When I was in Chaban, one of the things I did after a short period of arriving there, I wrote to the Red Cross in Switzerland, because they specialized in reuniting families. And they found my parents after about 6 months or so, and in living in Haverhill, Massachusetts. And that's how I found out that they left in the spring of 1940 to come to the United States.
So can you tell me how the safe conduct form came to be? Is this safe passage to get to Marseille?
First, I went to Lyon to get my visa, in which I found out that I was attached to a Kindertransport. But since I had my own affidavit, I was an independent traveler. I had to get permission to go to Lyon because the Germans controlled the rail system to get my visa. And then when I was in Marseille, we had to wait for about 7 weeks to get on board ship. And the ship on the top part is a French ship which left for Marseille. And the first stop it made is to pick up 50 refugee kids, but who left because their parents were communist in Spain and living under Franco. So they also said, let our children be saved. And from there, the captain told us, normally if you go on a cruise, the captain will tell you, oh, we're going to go out on the ocean, we're going to visit this island and all that. Our captain said, we have choice of two things. We can cut across the Mediterranean from Barcelona to Gibraltar to Casablanca. And I will go a different way. I will go travel along the coastline of Spain, in and out. So if we get torpedoed, I can scuttle the ship and save our lives, because we'd be falling on land versus being in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea and getting torpedoed. So it took a little bit longer. So we went through Gibraltar, arrived in Casablanca. Volume ship Serpa Pinto was waiting there, but it took them close to 7 weeks to get all the papers ready and leave. And when we finally left, early part of June, I think, of 1942, what I figured out, had I waited 90 days more than what I did, I would have been caught in the American and English invasion of North Africa, and I wouldn't be here today. So I have it with 90 and 100 days. And then we went across the ocean, and we were one night, the engine stopped, and you can always tell when the engines stop on a ship. And up came a submarine. They pulled alongside us, and the German naval officers investigated the entire ship and the papers and everything else. And then they left again, the submarine went underwater. And you never saw 700 people pray so hard that we don't get torpedoes, because what better way in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean? 700 people in June are gone. except the Spanish kids. As we arrived, we started circling the Statue of Liberty, and I knew my parents were waiting on the pier. But as it turned out, one passenger was running a high temperature, and the authorities were afraid that we were bringing in a major disease like cholera or something like that. And but after 3 days, I think it was, it worked out and we could land. I met my parents, and my father hugged me and grabbed me by the shoulder, and he says, "I got to buy you a new suit." So we went in the store and bought a new suit, and of course, any suit that I got from France, it had splinters in it. Mind you, in the weirdest places. And that's the way they manufacture, right? Bread was made with sawdust. So why not a suit with a piece of wood or whatever? He bought a new suit, and then I think we stayed one night in a friend's house, and then we went by bus back to Boston. We came to the apartment where they had their home, and there was a sign on the door that greetings from the FBI, that we searched your house twice while you were gone, and I'm to report to the FBI immediately. Which I did, of course, being a good German, you know, you obey orders. They said, "You're an enemy alien." And I told them, when I left Germany, when every Jew left Germany, we lost our citizenship. Said, "We don't care, we were born in Germany. We, the United States, in 1942, are at war with Germany. So therefore, you're an enemy alien." My parents were not enemy aliens because they came in 1940 when the United States was not yet at war with Germany.